And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. I'm going to talk about how to solve all of your problems. Now, I'm on three stations right now. I'm on down in beautiful, beautiful Southern California. I'm on in the San Francisco Bay Area, and I'm also on up in the absolutely stunning Seattle, Washington area. And I want to hear from you folks. I want to have a little contest and see which one of the stations I hear the most from. So please listen in and then email me. You can email me at Chaplain Roland, that's Chaplain Roland at gmail.com. That's the easiest way to send me an email. Or you can go to commonsensecounseling.org and contact me right there. Now, what problems do we have? Well, let's start with relationship problems. That's the number one thing people come to my sites, my websites about, is our relationship problems. Now, what is the problem that we have in relationships? Well, I'll tell you. First of all, something called resentment. Husbands resenting wives, wives resenting husbands, parents resenting kids, kids resenting parents. That's the number one problem. If you are resentful, if you resent somebody, they basically are in control of your life. I don't know if you've ever thought about it that way, but that's exactly the case. In fact, I just got an email from a nice lady in New Zealand, actually. She said that her husband left her, filed for divorce. I think he's with some other woman. And she says that she basically said, he's in control of my whole life because all I do is think about it every moment of the day, and it bothers me and upsets me. And you see how that works? Of course it's unpleasant and it hurts. Somebody leaves you, or somebody's cruel to you, or somebody does something unfair to you, or something like that. Of course it hurts. But what you have to watch out for is the resentment, because in the long run, what hurts you the most is resentment, not what other people do to you, but how you react to it. And the worst way to react to something is with resentment. Now, we have it on very good authority, that the way to go through life in the most peaceful way and the best way is by being forgiving. In other words, not holding grudges, not resenting people, not being angry with people, and so on. We know that. And the good authority that we have it on, of course, is, that's what Jesus said. And he, you know, other people have the same thing, to be more forgiving. But we don't know how. And I will talk a little bit about how today, because I think it's a very important topic, how to be more forgiving. Now, the first thing about being more forgiving is not to become resentful in the first place. Now, what resentment is, it's a little bit of hatred, it's a little bit of judgment, or it's a lot of hatred and a lot of judgment towards somebody. And when we resent another person, it forms a trauma. We are traumatized by our own resentment. I'll tell you more about how to go through life peacefully and happily after this important announcement. I shall be right back. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org and look for Mike's Story. My name is Roland. You're listening to this wonderful program. It's about life. It's about love. It's about relationships. And I can help you because I know what I'm talking about. And the first thing that you need to look at is resentment. You must learn to go through life without being resentful. Now, how do you do that? Well, first of all, you have to see that it's the resentment that hurts you more than anything else. The second thing you need to see is that although we can be resentful, yes, we can simply be resentful. But it's not good to be resentful, and it's not right to be resentful. Okay? A lot of people think it's their right. Somebody does something to them, they think they have a right to resent. But actually, we don't. Actually, we don't have a right to resent. You see, we humans were created in the image and likeness of God. So when you hate another person, you're hating a person created in the image and likeness of God. And the other thing is that we humans are creatures of love. That's right. We're creatures of love. We flower in love, and we deteriorate and wither without love. Now, the love that we need is not from other people. See, I think we do. Of course, when you're a little child, you need, your mommy's attention and your daddy's and so on. When you're a kid, you need other kids to play with and so on and so forth. But ultimately, we don't need other people's love. What do we need? Ultimately, we need God's love. Now, here's the very important thing I want you to grasp. When you resent another person, you fall away from love. See, love comes from within, from our Creator. And we receive His love, and we are in His good graces, when we don't resent, when we don't judge. You see? When we do what's right, when we're patient with other people. Instead of leaping to judge, instead of leaping to resent, instead we're patient. And when you are patient with others and you don't resent and judge them, then you remain in God's good graces. And you can actually feel His warmth coming from within. Okay? But if you hate another person, you fall away from love. You fall away from your own inner ground of good, which is your Creator. You fall away from God when you resent. Now do you see how that hurts you? You are literally, you're literally killing yourself. In a sense, you are, because you're falling away from the very ground of your being, from your Creator. Now do you see why resentment and judgment make you feel so empty? A lot of ladies feel very empty, very, very empty. They try to fill the emptiness with being busy and doing for other people, or fill it with food, or what have you. What is that emptiness from? It's from resentment or judgment or both. See, resenting father, resenting their husband, resenting their boyfriends. Now, admittedly, the boyfriend or the father or the husband, other people, They ought to be noble. Somehow, don't we know in our heart that people are supposed to be noble? That's why we resent them when people are discourteous. When they're discourteous or rude or mean, see, we judge them. Why do we judge them? Because we know that they're not supposed to, people are not supposed to be that way. That we become inferior when we are discourteous, when we're rude, when we're mean, when we're something, not doing things properly. See? But you have to realize that when you resent the other person for their errors, you also, see, degrade yourself. You also demean yourself. You be inferior. See, that's why we feel inferior when we resent. If you're resentful and judgmental, you kind of feel uneasy about it, don't you? And then what do? You try to be extra nice to make up for it, or you rush to someone to give you approval. But what you need is God's approval. And how do you get God's approval? By not judging, by not resenting. See? So now do you see the secret? Now do you see the secret to being more forgiving? See, a lot of people think that being more forgiving, they think to be more forgiving, you have to be nice to other people, you have to be friends with them, you have to pretend nothing happened, and so on and so forth. But that's not what being forgiving means. Being forgiving simply means not resenting, not judging. See? Not having a grudge. See? So it's like by not going the wrong way, you go the right way. See? So by not judging, by not resenting, see, you are automatically therefore forgiving. See how simple that is? All right. Now the other thing is that you say, well, after all that she did to me or what he did to me or something like that. Well, look at it this way. It's like somebody once said on the radio, I thought it was so cute. He said, adultery is grounds for divorce, but it's also grounds for forgiveness. See, like, didn't Jesus once say, you know, anybody can love people that are nice to them. Anybody can be nice to people that are nice to you. But what separates the men from the boys, so to speak, or where the rubber meets the road is when other people are not nice to you, or when they're not, when they do something that's not right, or something that's unfair, see, or they make a mistake, then by not judging, by not resenting, you hold fast to your ground of good, you remain in your Creator's good graces, you preserve your peace of mind, you don't feel inferior, you don't feel empty, that life could be sweet. Okay? All right. More about this very important topic after this announcement. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I'm a very special person. I help people on the internet and I help people on the radio. I've been doing it now for almost 24 years. I buy the airtime from the stations. It's a labor of love. It's not to make money. And I've helped some people, and I want to help more people. Now, you just heard my little announcement about The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, which is one of my books about relationships. It is so good. And I have a whole chapter in there about forgiving. Now look, people have issues. My wife cheated on me. My husband cheated on me. My kids don't listen to me. My in-laws are driving me crazy. And so on and so forth. My husband and I argue all the time. Should we get divorced? Should we stay together for the kids? See, these are very important. These are very, 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 very important matters. And my book is so good. You would enjoy it. It's a real eye-opener. Now, who is it for? Well, it's for everybody, obviously. It's for people who aren't married, people who are thinking of getting married, people who are engaged, people who are living together, people who are married, newlyweds, people who have been married a long time, so on. You might see a clue in there to help you with your relationship and also with getting along with your kids. My newest book is called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Or putting love back, yes, putting the forever back in love. Is that not beautiful? I have some special chapters in there for men. I have special chapters about getting along with your kids. You know, what if you came from a dysfunctional home with dysfunctional parents? Okay, all right. But now listen. This program is very important today. I'm talking about resentment. If you could learn to start letting go of resentment, and I have resources to help you. For example, I have meditations. One of them is free. My 5-minute meditation is free. And my other meditations, you can actually listen to part of them for free. They're so beautiful, and they're so helpful. They help you to calm down. They help you to separate from the whirlpool of thinking. See, what happens now is you go out in the world and you get upset. Resentful, angry, whatever, excited, whatever. And then you fall into the squirrel cage of thinking. Your thoughts go round and round and round and round, usually negative thoughts. And then the thoughts drive more emotions, more negative emotions, and those emotions drive more thoughts. And so there they are. See? That's why a lot of kids can't learn. They're home, something terrible is happening at home, their parents are fighting, or there's a bully that bullies them on the way to school or on the way home or something, and they worry, think about it all the time, and it upsets them. And they can sit there staring at a book, and they can't read. They can their eyes go over the words, but they don't really read the words because they're so upset. See? People go out, and they're upset. They drive, and they drive too fast, or they're not paying attention. They're lost in daydreams, and something happens. You see what I mean? You don't want to be upset. You want to calm down. And I can help you. And one of the keys... So two keys I've already given you. Number one, watch out for resentment. Learn to let it go. Do you see now that, do you see that you are a creature of love? And do you see that when you become resentful, you fall away from love? You fall away from everything that's all the good that comes from God. Peace of mind, joy, sweetness, happiness. All the wonderful, wonderful, beautiful, higher quality emotions and states of being that come from being close to our Creator within. We fall away from those when we become resentful toward other people and judgmental. Next time you become resentful, notice how you become negative and you can't accept anything positive. If you're resentful and you're walking around and somebody says, "Well, you look nice," you feel resentful. You can't accept the compliment. If it's a beautiful sunny day and the birds are singing and everybody's happy and you're resentful, then you don't enjoy it. You don't enjoy the beautiful day. You actually resent the other people for being happy when you're not happy. So let go of resentment. Meditations. Visit commonsensecounseling.org. I'll be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals. But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back. Welcome all my listeners up in Seattle. You're obviously new listeners. You may be listening in for the first time. You probably are. This is an excellent program. Right now I'm on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. in Seattle, and sometimes at other times, but be sure to check out my program Sunday afternoon at 2. In the San Francisco Bay Area, I'm on at 7 o'clock in the evening on Saturday. And down in Southern California, 7:30 a.m. 7:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Now look, this is a very special program. The secret to getting well, the secret to recovering from your afflictions and all your issues, the secret to refinding happiness and joy and all these wonderful things, and the secret to finding the purpose for your existence, all of these hinge upon getting closer to what your Creator has provided for you. Now, what has He provided for you? Well, He's provided a lot of wonderful things. But the most wonderful thing of all, are you ready? Are you ready? The most wonderful thing of all that He has given you is your intuition. That's right. God gives animals instincts. You know, a bunny rabbit or a squirrel or a dog knows how to be a dog, and a cat knows how to be a cat, and a beaver knows how to be a beaver. But what about we human beings? See? Why is it that people don't act? Why are we not all noble? Why are we not all, you know, like Moses, Jeremiah, Paul, you know? Why are we not noble like these people? You know, Florence Nightingale or Clara Barton or Madame Curie or... Why don't we have a spirit of adventure like Amelia Earhart? What's gone wrong? We're all sitting around all unhappy and nervous and stressed out and depressed, and we have all these issues, mental health issues, and our relationships are messed up, and we don't know the purpose for our existence, and we're not happy. Why is that? Why are we not noble knights like the Knights of the Round Table? Noble, noble people with great powers, incidentally. Why? Because we're making some couple of very simple little mistakes. And you don't have to go to a building somewhere. You don't have to go you don't have to go to a church. Sure, you can go to church if you want to and listen to what they, but it's an inside job. It's between you and your Creator. Somehow you've fallen away from your Creator. You don't have to go sit on the side of a mountain somewhere, you know, in Tibet or somewhere. All you have to do is a couple of things. Number one, hear what I'm saying. Realize that you do have intuition. God gives animals instincts. He gives humans intuition, which is like hunches. See? Have you ever Have you ever had a hunch about something, like a little warning? Don't get in that car. Don't go in that dark alley. See? Have you ever felt something restrained you from doing something and then you were safe because you didn't do it? Or sometimes you just kind of knew which way to go and everybody tried to dissuade you, but you went that way anyway because it was for you? See, that's your intuition. Well, your conscience is also your intuition. Intuition is present sight and foresight. It leads you to safety and to your purpose, a wonderful purpose in life, but it's also conscience when you disobey your intuition. Then it's 20/20 hindsight. Don't resent your conscience. Love your intuition. You'll be a great person. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Burke, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. All right, all you people, now you know what to do. Don't resent other people. Get my meditation. Start paying attention to your intuition again. And life could be sweet. My name is Roland. Listen in again next time, please. And visit my website, commonsensecounseling.org. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.